Today's scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4.
今日读经的经文是来自以弗所书第六章一到四节。
We will read this together, first in English, then in Chinese.
我们会首先用英文一起读，再用广东话一起读。
Verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. That it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
以弗所书第六章一至四节，我们一起读。你们作儿女的，要在主里听父母。这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条大应许的诫命。你们作父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
May God bless the hearers and readers of His words.
让神祝福听同埋读佢话嘅。
Today's message is given by Brother Jin. The title is Honoring God Even at Home.
今日我哋尊弟兄会帮我哋带嚟神嘅话语，神嘅信息系叫做即使在家也荣耀神。
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Would you join me in a prayer?
我一起祈祷。
Dear Lord, we come to you by submitting ourselves willfully under your authority and sovereignty.
天主，我哋嚟到你嘅面前，我哋愿意顺服喺你嘅主权之下。
We submit to you by submitting to our parents.
我哋藉住顺服我哋嘅父母而顺服你。
Out of reverence for Christ, we obey and honor our father and mother.
出于敬畏耶稣基督，我哋愿意顺服我哋嘅父母。
And we do it in all, in the Lord.
我哋喺主里边去咁样做。
Because this is right.
因为系正当嘅。
Allow us to show who you are as we submit to one another in Jesus' name.
求主你去显示俾我哋睇，你系边一位？奉耶稣基督名而求。
Amen. Could we greet one another to your left and right, in front and back, saying, "Welcome to Grace Church this morning."
我哋同周围人打个招呼，欢迎彼此大家嚟到音乐堂，好嘛？前后左右。
I know it could sound very cheesy from my end, but I cannot stop but to tell you that in my heart there is love growing for this church.
我喺我心里边咧，系有一个爱咧喺度，对于呢个教会系一路增长紧嘅。
My wife would be like, "What?"
太太會好詬異，嚇你講咩？
Because I do not usually express in that way.
因為我通常唔會咁樣表達出嚟。
But it is because not that you guys are lovable and I am capable to love others.
但唔係因為你哋可愛同埋我能夠去愛其他人。
But because we represent and we symbolize something that is beautiful.
因為我哋去代表緊同埋象徵緊一啲又好美好嘅嘢。
As we have gathered under the name of Jesus.
当我哋藉住耶稣基督嘅名一齐聚集嘅时候
，We get to see Jesus in your iniquities。
我哋能够喺我哋嘅不足里边睇到耶稣基督。
Maybe not all the time。
可能唔系成日。
Sometimes we get to see our iniquities before Christ。
可能我哋睇到一啲唔好嘅嘢吓，睇到基督之前。
But by the help of the Holy Spirit and the instruction of the Word, I am pleased and I am thankful to God that I see.Christ's love in you, springing up in my heart.
但我感謝神喺你哋當中，我哋睇到嘅愛，基督嘅愛喺我心裏邊去湧流出嚟。
And I hope that was the same for everyone in this room who have greeted one another by saying "Welcome to Grace Church."
藉住希望你嚇，藉住去同大家去打招呼，歡迎大家嚟到嘅時候咧，你都係咁樣。
And I hope that we would grow in faith and knowledge and love for God as we walk. This journey together.
当我们一起行这条路的时候，愿意我们一起在我们的信心上，在神的爱里面一起去成长。
Sometimes, you know, the situations are not always in our favor.
有很多时候有些情况不是对我们很好的。
For example, when I was growing up, this thing called cultural shock was a big issue.
例如当我成长的时候，这个叫做文化的冲击，这件事是很大的问题。
These are cultural, so-called cultural gaps between different cultures have somewhat, fortunately, have somewhat narrowed down with the advancement of technology.
但是随着科技发展呢，这个文化之间的冲突和鸿沟呢，是渐渐拉近了。
And it also has allowed different nations, people, languages, cultures to interact with one another at a much faster and quicker rate of pace.
也都让不同的人、不同的文化、国家之间彼此的沟通是变得更加快、更加迅速。
And as we, as the rate of interactions of different cultures increases, so does what we have found, as we look back for a few decades, what we have found is that the natural tendency to assimilate one another occur more quickly at a higher rate.
而这个互动的频率逐渐增加的时候呢，而彼此之间同化的机会呢，也都更加增加了。
But on the one hand, this increased interactions of so-called globalism has fostered a greater awareness of cohabitations, teaching us to embrace differences.
而这个全球化的趋势呢，就教我们要彼此之间去一起要互相去容忍包容。
But on the other hand, this rapid exchange of two different cultures and differences between languages and people, driven by technological advancement, has given a rise to a new division, and this new division is called generational gap.
咁但系随住呢个唔同嘅文化之间嘅交换同埋大家嘅互动，而当中呢也都有在彼此世代之间也都有一个鸿沟出来。
So the advancement of technology has narrowed down the cultural gap, yet it has created a greater division between two different or more than two different generations.
换句话讲，就是说文化的这个科技的发展是帮助了不同文化之间的沟通，但是就是在不同的世代之间就产生一个更加大的差异。
And with much available information on our fingertips through smart devices, the current generation Z generation rarely shares the same values and experiences of life as their parents, with their parents.
当我们在我们的手提电话里面去得到容易得到更加大量的资讯的时候呢，而这个世代所谓的Z世代呢，他们都有一个不同的经历，和对事物有一个不同的价值观，和他们的家长相比。
Generation Z are the ones who are aged between 18 to 27 today.
他们是由18至27岁是界定是这个 Z 的世代。
Unfortunately, Christians were not exempt from this global division.
可惜的就是基督徒都不能够幸免于这种的代沟。
But today's passage, Paul urges children to obey their parents, even though they may have this gap.
今日嘅经文，保罗去勉励儿女要去顺服父母，纵使当中有个鸿沟喺度。
Even though children and parents, both of them were not perfect, Paul is urging children to obey and to honor parents.
纵使父母和儿女他们都是不完美的，但是保罗是劝勉儿女呢要去顺服和孝敬父母。
Paul is specifically speaking to Ephesian churches.
保罗是特别是对以弗所教会所讲的。
So children, if you are here in this room,
所以儿女如果你是今天在这里，
whether you are 50-year-old child or 10-year-old child, this is for you.
无论你是五十岁或者十岁，这个都是对你说话的。
Paul is urging us to maintain unity.
保罗是叫我们要维系一个合一。
But what is interesting is that today's passage is positioned in two different lessons.
今天的经文是 分为两个的教导。
Right before this, Paul teaches about submission and authority of husband and wife.
他讲到就是说丈夫和妻子彼此的顺服。
And right after this, Paul teaches on submission and authority between master and servant.
之后他又讲到主人和仆人之间的顺服。
So in order for Paul to teach Ephesians church what a submission looked like and what an authority looked like, he gave three teachings: husband, wife, children, parents, masters, and servants.
所以当保罗要教导这个主权和顺服的时候，他讲到三种的关系，就是父母、儿女、丈夫、妻子和主人、仆人。
And all these three teachings hinge on verse 21 that says, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ.
咁三个嘅教导都系联系住一节嘅经文，就系第二十一节，就系话系出于对于基督嘅敬仰咧，你要彼此顺服。
Whether you are a husband or a wife,
无论你系丈夫妻子
；Whether you are an employer or employee。
无论你是雇主或者受雇的
，Whether you are a child or parent，
又或者你是儿女或者是父母
，Apostle Paul is exhorting them, all of us, to submit one another. Why? Because it is the right thing to do.
保罗去劝勉他们要去彼此去顺服，点解呢？因为他话这个是合宜的。
But submitting to one another in the Lord, that prepositional phrase is what makes us different.
就是说在基督里面去彼此顺服，这个就是一个差别。
This type of submission to one another for Christ's sake is one way to walk carefully and walk wisely, as highlighted in verse 15.
在基督里面去彼此顺服，这个就是帮助我们能够好像第十五节所说的要谨慎行事。
And this wise and careful walk by submitting to one another.Is done out of Christ's reverence, and that traces back to Ephesians 5, verse 1 to 2.
系藉住系对住基督嘅敬畏咧，我哋能够彼此顺服，并且帮助我哋谨慎行事，系根源于以弗所书第五章一至到二节。
And Ephesians 5, verse 1 and 2 says, "Be imitators of God as beloved children." We see that the word children appears here again.And in verse 2, it says, Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当做馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
You can divide Ephesians into two parts, chapters 1 to 3, and 4 to 6.
咁我哋可以将以弗所书分为两部分，就系第一至到第三章，同埋第四至到第六章。
Ephesians 5, 1 to 2 kind of summarizes Ephesians chapter 1 to 3.
刚才
go ahead.
刚才读到以弗所书五章一至到二节咧，就系总结咗呢个以弗所书所讲嘢。
Chapters 1 to 3 tells us how we are the ones who God has predestined to us to be the child of Christ.
以弗所书一至到三章就系话我哋点样系被神预先拣选成为神嘅儿女。
It's all the theologies of being Christian.
就系话成为基督徒嘅一个神学。
But chapters 4, 5, 6 talks about how we are to walk wisely as a Christian. So it's a more practical exhortation.
以弗所书嘅第四至到第六章咧就系我哋作为基督徒。怎样去活出我们的生命是一个更加实在的行事的准则。
And so, with that being said, Paul is insisting or even commanding children to submit, obey, and honor their parents precisely because of what Christ has done for them.
保罗是劝勉儿女要去顺服父母，就是因为基督为我们所做的。
Have you honored your parents recently, people?
最近你有冇孝敬你嘅父母咧
？Have you disobeyed your parents recently?
你最近有冇叛逆你嘅父母咧
？Have you rebelled against your parents recently?
你最近有冇系去反叛咧？对你父母
？If you have, let me ask you this: Did you do it out of reverence for Christ?
咁如果系嘅时候，我要问你，你系咁样做系咪出于对于基督嘅敬仰咧？
Let me ask you this: Did you know that Christ didn't die for your sins so that you can disobey your parents?
你知唔知道基督为你嘅罪而死，唔系能够使到你去叛逆你嘅父母
？Did you know He shed His blood on the cross so that we have that unity and diversity in many areas of our life?
你知唔知耶稣基督喺十架上边去为我哋流血，系以致我哋能够喺我哋唔同嘅生活里边有唔同嘅各种嘅唔同嘅方向。
In other words, you have to understand your dishonoring God is dishonoring your parents at times.
所以你要知道，当你系唔孝敬你父母嘅时候咧，你亦都对于神咧系唔系敬畏神嘅。
But for Paul in this specific passage, at least for him, submission meant submitting to others according to the authority and the order established by God at home.
咁啊，呢度所讲咧就系话顺服在屋企里边嘅顺服系基于佢对神嘅顺服。
Submitting to others according to the natural and divine authority and order established by God Himself for you in your life。
我哋去彼此去顺服系建基于神喺呢个自然嘅世界里边去建立咗嗰种嘅关系而去顺服。
But I want to focus on parents here for a moment。
咁而家我哋想去专注喺讲到父母。
How would your child know this if you don't teach him?
如果你唔去教导你嘅儿女嘅时候，佢哋点会知道咧
？How would your children know if you do not talk about it in your home?
如果你屋企唔系讲呢啲嘢嘅时候，佢哋点会知道咧
？Will they learn it at school?
佢哋喺学校会唔会学到咧
？Will they learn it finally when they go off to college?
佢哋去上大学嘅时候系会唔会学到咧？
In other words, in this generation, who will teach our children?
換句話講，我呢一代邊一個會教導我哋嘅細路仔咧
？Who will teach our children to submit in the Lord?
邊個會教導我哋嘅兒女去順服神咧
？Who will address the future of our children, our future of our nation, our church, and our family?
邊個 ？Sorry.
To honor their parents.In reverence for Christ.
邊個會教導我哋呢個世界嘅將來嘅一代去點樣去順服父母，係出於順服神
？We cannot expect our children to do this without being taught.
如果佢哋冇被教導嘅時候咧，我哋唔可以期望佢哋會學到。
It must begin at home.
一定要由家庭開始。
We must honor God by honoring one another in our family.
我哋要荣耀神，系藉住我哋喺屋企里边孝敬父母，彼此去宽容。
And for that reason, today's passage gives us two instructions: one for children, one for parents.
所以今日嘅经文咧，俾咗两个嘅教导，一个俾儿女，一个俾父母。
And the centerpiece of this teaching is that the submissions are centered on Christ.
而呢个中间嗰个主要嘅个点就系话咧，喺基督里边去顺服。
In other words, submission outside of the Lord is problematic.
換句話講，喺基督以外嘅順服咧，係好有問題嘅。
Only in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, do submission, obedience, and honoring truly make sense.
係只有喺耶穌基督我哋嘅救主嘅裏邊，呢個彼此嘅順服、彼此嘅彼此嘅順服同埋去孝敬父母，先至係合宜。
So as the one who imitates God by submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ,
所以当一个人去效法神，系出于对于基督嘅敬仰而去彼此顺服嘅时候
，Paul says all children to obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right.
保罗就教导所有嘅儿女都要喺主里边咧去顺服父母，因为呢个系合宜嘅。
Now what is to obey?
咁顺服系咩意思咧
？The Greek word for obey here comes from two words put together。
咁啊，希腊文里边啊，顺服呢个字咧，由两个字根所以组成。
First is under, second is to listen。
第一个就系喺佢之下，同埋第二就系要去聆听。
Just lexically, just speaking, this obey, the Greek word has submission already embedded in the word. It means to listen under.
咁就係話咧，要去聽而喺一句之下。
It is to actively listen with the intent to understand why they are saying this.
就係話咧，要去主動嘅去聆聽，同埋要去明白點解佢哋要講呢啲嘢。
But this Greek word has another meaning into this word obey.
咁但係呢個順服呢個字喺希臘文裏邊另外有個意思。
It is to consciously acting on what you have heard and what you have understood.
就係話咧，係對於你所聽到同埋你所明白到嘅嘢，你要去主動嘅去行出嚟。
So in order for us to obey, we must listen first.
所以當我哋要去順服嘅時候，首先我哋要去聆聽。
And we don't just listen, but we listen with open hearts and humility.
我哋唔係淨係聽，而係話咧，我聽嘅時候咧，要一個打開嘅心，同埋要謙卑。
And sometimes listening is really hard for people in this day and age.
但喺今日嘅時代，要去聽人講嘢，其實好似好困難。
My wife once said, I think she said something like, "My strength is to listen well."
咁啊，我太太有講過話，我其中一個優點就係話我聽得好清楚。
And I said, "Okay, praise God."
咁我話哦，感謝神。
Listening well is difficult.
要好好嘅聽係好難嘅。
Imagine when you're in an argument, how many times you want to speak faster than that person.
咁啊，想象下，當你喺拗撬嘅當中嗌交嘅時候，好多時咧，你想講得快過對方。
I do that all the time with my wife, by the way.
咁我對我太太，我成日都咁講。
Even before she finishes her sentence,
咁佢未講完咧，我哋已經插咗嘴啦。
Listening is difficult.
去聆聽係好困難嘅。
But to understand their intention is even harder.
但要聽佢哋所想講嘅嘢咧，更加困難。
But what this word is saying is that even though it is difficult to understand their intentions, you have to understand them. Try to understand them.
就係要去明白佢哋係更加困難，所以你點樣去可以聆聽，就係你要去明白。
But Paul adds,
但係保羅話
this phrase in the Lord.
保羅話喺主嘅裏邊。
Now what do we mean by that?
咁我哋講喺主裏邊係咩意思咧？
We mean that the obedience has its limits.
就係話咧，順服咧係有限制嘅。
Paul is clear on this.
保羅講得好清楚。
It is right to obey.
要順服係啱嘅。
But there are also instances of illegitimate obedience.
但係亦都有啲嘅例子係唔正當嘅順服。
The absolute obedience is actually counter-Christian.
絕對嘅順服咧，其實係好似好反基督教。
It is both necessary and right to choose for God and against our parents only if they deviate from biblical truth or teach the opposite.
如果你的父母所教导的是跟圣经是相违背，跟神的教导是相违背的时候，这个就只可以在这个的情景里面，你是不信服你的父母。
It is both necessary and right to obey your parents in the Lord.
是只可以是在主的里面才去顺服你的父母。
That means parents, you have to instruct them in the Lord. Otherwise, they have all the right to say that's not what God has said.
所以父母你要在主里面去教导你的儿女，如果不是你的儿女就可以去说这个不是神所说的。
The author J. Doma in his book The Ten Commandments, Manual for Christian Life on page 175 quotes John Calvin and his Institutes 2.8.38.
咁啊，呢個作者咧係講到十戒，就係佢引用咗約翰加爾文佢所講嘅。
And John Calvin is a French reformer theologian of 16th century, 17th century. He deals the limited obedience like this and says this: If the parents command children to transgress the law, children have the perfect right to regard them not as parents.But as strangers who are trying to lead children away from obedience to our true Father.
他說呢，如果這個父母呢，去指令他的兒女去犯這個律法的時候呢，兒女呢，有這個權利去對待他們好像不是父母一樣。
Calvin,
而是好像一個陌生人去要去將這個兒女呢， 去带离开这个天父。
Calvin is using a very strong language.
加尔文在这里所说的是一个很强硬的字眼。
That reflects how significant this problem is.
反映了这个问题多么严重。
But when you think about it,
当你想想的时候，
Abraham had to leave his father's house.
亚伯拉罕要离开他的父家。
And probably idol worship was prominent in his father's house.
咁喺佢嘅父家嘅地方咧，呢个偶像嘅崇拜应该好盛行。
Ruth had to leave her home, her country, her heritage.
路德又要离开佢嘅父母，离开佢嘅家人，离开佢嘅家乡。
And she had to follow Naomi and the God of Israel, and ultimately she became the great grandmother of King David.
而是去跟随拿俄米，去跟随神，至终成为大卫王的曾祖母。
In a nutshell, our parents are not perfect.
我们的父母不是完美的。
Children, you are not perfect.
儿女，你也不是完美的。
Often, both of our talk and walk do not match.
很多时候我们所讲和所行的是不相对称。
We all have our own weaknesses and our strengths.
我们都有我们的软弱，我们有的我们的强项。
That is why we must obey in the Lord.
所以我们要一定要在主里面去顺服。
With the power of the Holy Spirit.
是藉着圣灵的大能。
With the patience and slow to anger towards one another.
是藉着这个忍耐去彼此之间呢，不要动怒。
With the same Spirit of Christ who is interceding for everyone, we must pray for one another.
而藉住基督嘅灵，佢为我哋去代求，我哋都要彼此代求。
And many times your insights and your intentions may be right.
有好多时候，可能你嘅心所谂嘅同埋你嗰个动机可能系啱嘅。
You might be even very wise to recognize the sins and faults of your parents.
可能你更加系好有智慧嘅去睇到你嘅父母当中嘅不足同埋罪。
But it doesn't give you the right to sever the natural bond God has set before you.
但就并冇俾你有一个自然嘅权利，就将你同埋你父母由神所建立嘅关系当中咧，系割离出嚟。
It does not give you the right to dishonor your parents.
并冇俾你有呢个权利去唔顺服你嘅父母。
In fact, it strengthens it.
反之系你要更加增强。
If you disagree with your parents.
如果你唔同意你嘅父母嘅时候。
And you somehow turned.Away from your parents.
并且你从你的父母当中是转离开去。
That is when you need to use that opportunity to reflect Christ.
这个就是你的机会，你要去回想基督。
You need to behold Christ and use that opportunity to seek restoration.
你要在基督里面，你要去寻求一个复和。
You need to be on your knees to ask for help so that the relationship may be restored.As much as possible.
你要求基督帮助你是恢复这个关系。
And you have to do all this in the Lord.
你在做这些事情都是要在主里面做。
You have to look to Jesus in your room.
你要在这个房里面仰望耶稣基督。
You have to reflect on what he has done when he was treated illegitimately by Joseph and Mary.
你要去回想翻，当耶稣基督被佢嘅父母系唔好嘅对待嘅时候，基督点样
？You must remember that even Jesus, the Son of God, submitted himself, make him subject to his earthly parents' instruction.
你要谂翻，纵使耶稣基督嘅神嘅儿子系顺服喺佢自己肉身嘅父母之下。
You must follow his path.
你要跟随他的足迹。
Don't follow your heart.
不要跟随你的心。
Don't be true to your experiences.
不要只是单单对你的经历是要去不要只是注重你的经历。
Or your friends who do not believe.
或者你的朋友他们不相信基督的。
I pray that you truly understand what it means to obey your parents in the Lord.
我希望你明白什么叫在基督里面去顺服父母。
You must imitate Christ even in your home.
你要去效法基督，纵使喺你嘅屋企嘅里边。
Not only in your church.
唔系净系喺教会里边。
You must walk in love.
你要喺爱里边去行。
And you must submit to one another.
你要彼此顺服。
Not because they are wrong and you are right.
并不是因为他们错你是对。
Not because you are more successful than they are.
并不是因为你比他们更加成功。
Not because you make more money than they do.
并不是因为你比他们赚得更加多的钱。
Because your, our Jesus.
因为是你的基督，我们的基督。
And because he is our Lord and Savior.
因为耶稣是我们的主，我们的救主。
Now, Apostle Paul continues to exhort children in verse 2 to honor your father and mother.
保罗继续教导儿女孝敬父母。
No, he does two things. He says, obey, and then he says, honor them.
他说要去顺服，要去孝敬。
In the Westminster Larger Catechism 127, it answers the question, what is the honor that children owe to their father and mother?
咁喺西敏寺嘅大信嘅問答裏邊講到話，啊兒女去點樣孝敬佢哋嘅父母咧
？Let me give you a few lists from there。
讓我哋講幾項。
First of all, it says to give all due reverence in heart, word, and behavior。
第一就係話咧，喺言行上邊咧，要去敬畏佢哋。
It is to imitate their values。
要效法佢哋嘅德行。
And their grace。
佢哋嘅恩惠。
It is to willingly obey to their lawful commands and counsels。
是甘心顺服他们合法的吩咐和建议。
It is to give submission to their corrections.
对于我们的责备呢，要顺服就要顺服。
The last one, which really resonated in my heart, is this, bearing with their infirmities and covering them in love.
而最后呢，就是说呢，担当他们的软弱和用爱心呢，遮盖他们。
Maybe this sermon is for me when I deal with my parents.
当我要对我父母的时候，可能这个经文，这个讲道呢，也是对我讲。
It is very difficult to bear with their infirmities, bear with their wrongs, and covering them in love.
要担当他们的软弱，和他们做错的事，和用爱去包容他们，是很困难的。
Let's dissect that a little bit here.
让我去再去分析一下。
Children should honor their parents from the heart, through their words, and by their actions.
咁儿女咧，要去用喺心思、言语同埋行为上边去孝敬父母。
The King Solomon in 1 Kings 2:19 in his prime time。
咁你所罗门王喺记载喺列王纪上第二章十九节。
He humbly welcomed and honored his mother with respect in heart, words, and behavior when she showed up to his court。
咁啊，当所罗门王嘅母亲喺佢系王宫里边出现嘅时候咧，所罗门王好谦卑嘅去接待佢嘅母亲。
And King Solomon was the wisest king in the history of Israel.
Solomon 在以色列的历史里面是最有智慧的一王。
And he's probably one of the most successful kings of all time.
可能是在整个世在历史里面最成功的一个王。
And he's the one who God has chosen to build the temple.
神是拣选他去建造他的圣殿。
And yet when he is dealing with his mother,He showed honor in everything he has, in his heart, words, and his actions.
而所罗门去对待佢母亲嘅时候咧，系去孝敬佢、尊敬佢。
And in that same way, children must allow their parents to speak first out of reverence for Christ, because it is God who spoke first to us.
同样嘅，儿女咧要先让佢哋嘅父母去讲嘢，因为咧系神先向我哋讲嘢，我哋咁样做系藉住敬畏基督。
Honoring or respecting elder is not some Asian Confucius teaching people.
去孝敬父母、尊敬长辈咧，唔系一啲好似好古旧嘅儒家嘅思想。
I see this all the time in the second gen Korean American people.
咁我喺第
二 third gen
喺下一代嘅韩国嘅青年里边，我成日睇到。
Because it is not Asian cultural teaching that you must obey your elderly, but it is.Clearly biblical.
顺服长辈不只是一些很旧的教导，一些儒家的教导，而是呢，是合乎圣经的。
The suppression that you feel like you're getting from elderly is not cultural differences.
当你觉得在你的长辈里面可以受到压迫的时候，这个不是因为这个代沟的问题。
Maybe it is, maybe they don't know that it is biblical. But what we know is that when we have this measurement of the biblical truth of honoring our parents, it fits right to show respect and honor elderly people.
当我们知道这个圣经是这样教导我们要顺服父母、顺服长辈的时候，我们知道我们是应该要顺服长辈，不是因为一些东方的教导。
Because it's out of reverence for Christ.
因为是藉着对于基督的爱慕。
When Job prayed to God and he almost cursed his life for what God has been doing in his life. You know how God replied to him?
当约伯在他的生命里面受到困难，他甚至乎好像要 去咒骂神，咒骂他自己的生命的时候，神怎样答他呢？
And God said, where were you when I made the heavens and earth?
神说，当我做这个天，做这个地的时候，你在哪里呢？
We are always responding to what God has done.
我们经常回应神所做的事。
Whether we know it or not.
无论是我们知或者不知。
God spoke, let there be light, so now we have light.
神说要有光，所以我们有光。
In the same respect for Christ, we must let our parents to speak when they have to speak.
就我们要让父母去先去讲说话，当他们要讲说话的时候，因为我们是顺服基督。
Not because you are able to suppress your ego, but because you love Christ.
并不是因为你能够去压制你那个自我，而是因为你去爱基督。
Not because they have the right things to say, but because God spoke first.
并不是因为他们有啱的事去讲先，而是呢因为神首先去讲说话。
And therefore, children should respond respectfully and remain silent until they have finished, and then you can, in love and respect, respond to what they said.
所以我做儿女的要等他们讲完，你要安静的讲完，然后去尊敬的去回复。
Like I said, this is very countercultural.
好像我所说的，这个呢对于现代的文化是好像、完全不同的东
西。It's even counter-intergenerational too.
甚至乎对于世代之间也都是好像、完全不同。
Maybe it will eat you up and cut you down, chisel you down to the people you are not, the person you don't want to be.
可能会变到将你变成一个你不想变成那个人。
Maybe it requires tremendous amount of energy and patience that you've never felt before.
可能你要去经历到更好大的压力，还有要好有的耐性，你从来没有过的。
And that's why you can't do this outside of the Lord.
所以你不能够在基督以外去做到这些事。
Remember what your focus is. It's the Lord. You're doing it in the Lord for out of reverence for Christ.
你要记得你专注在哪里呢？就是专注在基督的里面，是对于基督的爱慕敬仰，你才可以这样做。
And that's what sets you free.
这样这件事就能够使到你得到自由。
When you're refocusing your primary object of whatever you're doing with your parents to Christ, then you become free.
当你对你父母所做的事，你其实是专注在基督里面的时候，你才能够得到这个自由。
Children, honor their parents, honor your parents and mother by loving them, praying for them, and giving thanks to God for them.
儿女去孝敬父母就是要去爱他们，要去为他们祈祷，去为他们去感谢神。
When's the last time you prayed for your parents?
你对上一次为你的父母祈祷是几时呢？
When's the last time you prayed for yourself all the time?
你几时为你自己去祈祷呢？可能你经常咁样。
Do you know that your parents need your prayers?
你知唔知你个父母需要你嘅代祷呢？
Do you know that they need to be loved by you?
你知唔知佢哋需要你嘅爱呢？
And that you ought to give thanks for them.
你要为佢哋去感谢。
Why? Because your parents are the closest neighbor you ought to love.
因为你的父母就是你最近的邻舍，你需要去爱的。
And the last one, the children ought to bear with your parents' infirmities and faithfully cover them in love.
最后就是说你要父母儿女要去担当父母的软弱，同埋用爱去包容他们。
When our parents become weak and old and poor,
当你的父母变得软弱、变得年老、变得贫穷的时候，
we have a responsibility as a child.
我们作为儿女对他们有个责任
to provide for them.
去为他们去供给。
When our parents grow weak, old, and lonely,
当我们的父母是软弱、老还有去、觉得孤单的时候，
As a Christian, it is our duty as a child to honor them by visiting regularly.
我们怎样去孝敬他们呢？就是要经常去探望他们。
It is our duty to ease them their loneliness.During their time, remaining time on the earth.
就是当他们还在世上的时候，我们的责任要去使他们从这个孤单里面去释放出来。
What is extremely sad in Japan right now is that elderly people living in countryside are dying really fast.
可惜的就是在日本的郊区的地方，很多的老年人是独居的，而且是在孤独里面死亡。
Because younger ones are now moving to, let's say, big cities such as Tokyo, Osaka, you know, elsewhere.
因为年轻的一代很多都搬去大城市，好像东京啊，好像大阪里面去工作。
I was on YouTube and watching Japanese news one day.
有一天我在 YouTube 里面看这个日本的新闻。
And they said this old woman in her 90s were found dead after 3 months.
有一个90岁的婆婆在家里面死了，但是在3个月之后才被发现。
Nobody knew that she was dead for 3 months in countryside, her own home.
3个月的时间在她自己郊区的地方，自己一个人死了，没人知道。
What a sad truth.
这个是多么可悲。
Love your parents, people.
爱你的父母。
However, some of you may ask, what if my parents are living in sin and wickedness?
有些人会问，可能，如果我的父母是在罪里面，那怎么样呢？
What if my parents are intentionally rejecting the gospel and live, intentionally living an ungodly life?
如果我们的父母是拒绝这个福音，还有过一个 不敬畏神的生活，那怎么
呢？ We're talking about honoring our parents, not obeying.
我们讲的孝敬父母不是只是顺服。
Obedience is something that you can kind of say, you can disobey based on what he has done or she has done if it's deviating from the biblical truth. But honoring doesn't change. You have to honor your parents no matter what.
根据圣经的真理，如果他们做一些正当的事，你可以不跟随他们所说所做的，但是孝敬父母是基督圣经里面叫我们要做的。
In such cases, at least we can say that we have to approach this problem with love and humility.
换句话说，我们对于这个问题，我们要用爱和要用谦卑去对待。
We must be on our knees.
我们要在要屈膝。
We must ask in the Lord to equip our hearts, not with content or disapproval,but with all imaginable humility out of reverence to Christ.
我们要求神呢帮助我们，给我们有谦卑，我们要去藉着是敬仰基督而去做。
When you're ready,
当你准备好的时候，
and your heart is equipped,
当你的心是被装备好的时候，
and in your tone of voice, there's no sense of content or disapproval, but all imaginable humility,
而你所讲的语气是有一个谦卑的语气，不是要去否定他们，要去讲什么。
You can now talk to that person.
你就可以跟他讲说话。
You're not going to point out their problems and judge them.
你不是要指出他的问题和去审判他。
Because you're not Jesus.
因为你不是基督。
What we can do is we can share the biblical examples and stories to help them guidethem out of their sinful ways.
你可以同佢哋分享圣经里边嘅故事同埋例子，去引领佢哋去离开佢哋嘅罪。
Trust me, they are much older than you, and they are much wiser. They've gone through a lot. You can imagine.
佢哋比你系更加老，更加有智慧。佢哋经历过嘅比你更加多。
With timely biblical examples and words, they are able to, by the power of the Holy Spirit, come out of their sinful ways and turn to Jesus.
藉住圣灵的大能，藉住神的话语，他们能够离开他们的罪，去来到耶稣基督那里。
It's going to take a lot of courage.
要很大的勇气。
And all imaginable humility.
要很谦卑。
All imaginable humility.
是可以想象到的谦卑。
Which we often lack this day in an age.
但是我们今天是很少。
Because we all think we're the best.
因为我们通常说我们自己是最厉害。
I mean, it's okay if you think you're the best in the Lord, but if you think you're the best alone, that's a problem.
咁如果你喺基督里边系好嘅系好事，但系如果你只系觉得自己系好嘅时候，你有问题啦。
And you must pray earnestly for them.
你要去恳切嘅为佢哋祈祷。
Asking God, the Spirit, to apply the biblical truth to their hearts and lives.
求神咧将呢个圣经嘅真理应用喺佢哋嘅生命里边。
But don't forget to pray for your own soul.
亦都唔好忘记为你自己嘅灵魂去祈祷。
Lest you fall into sin like them.
否则你就会堕喺罪嘅里边，好似佢哋一样。
If all of this feels really a bit overwhelming,
所以佢所讲嘅对你讲可能系觉得好太大啦。
Perhaps this quote from a pastor will encourage you better.
或者你以下呢句说话可能够去帮鼓励你。
It was one of the professors at Westminster for my preaching class. He says this.Honoring parents is God's commandment, which means children must obey. Period.
咁啊，喺神学院嘅教授咧，佢咁样讲，佢话孝敬你嘅父母系神嘅命令，又即系话咧， 儿女一定要去顺服。
But let me help you by sharing what is not honoring our father and mother look like.
让我哋去睇下唔孝敬父母系点样嘅咧。
So we've seen what is honoring father and mother, but what is not honoring father and mother?
我哋睇过啦，孝敬父母系点样，而我哋而家睇下唔孝敬父母系咩回事咧。
According to Romans 1, chapter 1, verses 29 to 30, honoring is not being disobedient to parents.
咁啊，罗马书第一章里面所讲话，孝敬父母并唔系话就系叛逆父母。
In verse 29, disobedience to parents is a symptom of a depraved or debased mind, which God has given to those who refuse to acknowledge Him or give thanks to Him.
咁啊，根据罗马书第一章，唔去顺服父母就系基于人的心咧变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。这个咧系神俾嗰啲唔认神为主的人。
So in other words, if you see disobedient child, it may be that they're not acknowledging God and giving thanks to Him. So you know what to do as a parent.
如果你见到嘅儿女唔顺服嘅时候，可能就知道咧佢哋啊唔当神系神一样，所以你知道要点样做。
What is the scary part is that God has given that debased mind.
但系最可怕嘅就系话咧，神咧系。任由佢哋咁做。
We'll talk about verse 4, a parent's role next week, but do not be Eli. Do not be like Eli.
咁下一次讲到我哋讲到第四节，但我哋想讲就话唔好似以利一样。
In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17, honoring is not mocking a father and scorning to obey a mother.
箴言嘅三十章十七节，佢话欺笑父亲，藐视而不听从母亲嘅，呢个就系。
Proverbs 23 verses 22 also reminds us not to despise our mother when she is old, or in other words, when, as Hebrew language suggests, when she is wrinkled.
咁啊，第箴言嘅二十三章就系话咧，当佢去年老嘅时候咧，你唔好去藐视佢。用希伯来文所讲嘅咧，嗰个年老嘅字咧，就好似佢哋有皱纹。
Also, rebelling against your parents or hating your parents when they instruct or discipline you, especially when their goal is to save you from shame and condemnation, is not honoring them.
而当你去憎恨你的父母，特别是当他们要去管教你，去将他们的目的要去从你的羞耻和谴责中去拯救出来的时候，如果你这样仍然去憎恨他，这个就是不孝敬父母。
In the same manner, rebelling against your mother or father due to your own success or despising them because now they are poor and uneducated are not honoring them.
同埋当你是成功的时候，你去藐视他们，就因为他们现在是年老贫穷，可能比你更加少学识的时候，你去叛逆他们，这个就是不孝敬父母。
And at the same time,regarding your parents, father and mother, more highly than God because of their wealth, honor, wisdom, status, or whatever, is also not honoring.
相反的就是说，你看你的父母过于去看神的时候，就因为你的父母更加可能有尊荣、有钱、有地位的时候，这个也都不是孝敬父母。
By doing so, you're adding oil to the fire of destruction of God's image bearers.
你咁样做嘅时候咧，你就好似喺呢个有神嘅形象嘅呢个人嘅身上咧，系火上加油，使佢哋得到灭亡。
Lastly, what is not honoring your parents?
最后唔孝敬父母系乜嘢咧
？Neglecting to pray for your parents.
就系冇为你嘅父母祈祷。
And neglecting to giving thanks to God for them.
系冇为佢哋去感谢神。
For further readings, please see, you can read about it on question number 128 on larger catechisms.
如果你想了解更多的时候，去看这个大信仰问答第128问。
But we find something that we have not seen before on letter half of verse 2. It says, this is the first commandment with a promise. And what is the promise in verse 3? That it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land.
咁跟住第三節，佢哋所到話呢條戒命係帶住應許嘅戒命，個應許係乜嘢咧？就話使你得福喺世咧，係在世係長壽嘅。
Some may argue that this is not the first time God has promised something in the Decalogue.
有些人可能去拗叫，就是说这个不是第一次神去有这样的祝福。
I think on the second commandment, I think he does promise, but that promise is a generalized promise for everyone.
第二条诫命都有个应许，但这个应许呢是给所有的人。
The promise that we are talking about here is the fifth commandment, the first commandment with our relationship with others.
这个第五条诫命呢是首第一条是同讲到人同人之间的关系。
Since it's a special promise that Paul is referring to the fifth commandment,
咁保罗所讲嘅呢个应许嘅呢个诫命咧，系第五条诫命。
And since God has ordained and established this child-parent relationship,
神系命定同埋建立呢个父母儿女嘅关系。
Honoring your father and mother is equivalent to honoring what God has done in our life.
孝敬父母就系相同于咧去敬畏神、去荣耀神，佢因为神为你所做嘅。
When we honor parents,We are honoring what God has done, for we are essentially honoring God.
当我们教导父母的时候，就好像荣耀神一样。
And as we do so, we are deepening our knowledge of Him.
当我们去更加深的认识祂。
And this knowledge of God is eternal life according to the Gospel of John.
去认识神就是这个永生，根据约翰福音。
For this reason, it may go well with you is not just...We're not talking about it may go well with you here on earth, but also afterlife.
所以我们所说的不是只是你在这个世上有一个好的生活，而是有一个永生。
And you may live long in the land, but your long is beyond the death of this life.
他说在世长寿不是只是在这个今生。
That it may go well with you and you may live long in the land precisely because we are honoring God by honoring our parents.
可能就是因为我们能够去荣耀神，去孝敬我们的父母，我们才能够有这个永生长寿。
However, the Apostle Paul is not teaching the synergism of salvation in this section.
但保罗在这里所讲的就不只是讲一个福音。
Instead, the act of honoring and obeying one's father and mother serves as evidence that the child is living a godly life of truly knowing God.
也说是藉着孝敬父母就给了一个证据，这个人是认识神，是去荣耀神，他能够有这个荣神。
On the other hand, in other words, a lack of such rewards may arise from not honoring and not obeying our parents.
反之呢，如果你没有这个应许，没有所得到这件事的时候，可能就是出于你不去孝敬父母，不去尊敬你的父母。
For example, in this world, even non-believers start to judge you and condemn you because those things are not well with you.
在这个世界，纵使是不信的人都能够去指责你， 去控告你，这件事对你来说不是好事。
And another example would be, just imagine how dreadful it is.
但再想象一下，几咁可怕呢？
To see your parent, to see your father and mother as witness against you at the heavenly court.
就是说在将来的时候，这个父母是作为一个证人去指责你。
Just imagine your parents testifying before the Lord.
去想象一下，这个父母在神面前做证。
And said, Our Lord, I have instructed my child.
就是说他们说我的主，我已经去教导我的儿女。
I have raised this child in your love and grace and mercy.
我在你的爱，在你的恩典怜悯里面去教导他们，去养育他们。
Oh, our Lord Jesus, I have persuaded them. I have rebuked them and I have used many means to teach them. Yet this child was utterly disobedient, dishonoring.
他们说主啊，我已经去劝勉他们，去督责他们，用不同的方法去教导你，但是这个孩子仍然是不信服。
Just imagine your parent testifying before the Lord because there's no lies, there's no makeups that you can see before the presence of God.
你想象一下，你的父母在神里面去指控你，因为在当中的在神的面前，没人可以讲大话，没人可以遮掩任何的东
西。I'm sure your parent is not going to do that.
肯定你的父母不会这样做。
But just imagine and therefore obey.And honor your parents.
所以你想象一下，你要去孝敬你的父母。
But if that's the case, what would you say to your Lord?
如果是这样的时候，你怎样去你向神去说话呢？
What can you say at that moment?
在那时候你可以说什么呢？
I want to end our sermon in this remark. The intergenerational conflict is apparent across the board.
我最後想講的就是說，在不同的世代之間的紛爭是任何地方都有。
Regardless of race or culture, dishonor and disobedience among children are evident.
無論你的種族是怎樣，你的文化怎樣，在兒女裡面的不順服、不孝順是很明顯的。
But so are abusive parents, which you will see next week in verse 4.
但同樣的父母也都有不好的地方，有虐待的情況，下一次我們會講。
This is because we are all sinners.
因為我們每一個都是罪人。
To bridge the gap of generations and culture and family, and to resolve conflict, we need Jesus.
我們怎樣 去解決當中的衝突，不同的世代之間的鴻溝，我們需要耶穌。
Only Him can take away our sins on His shoulders.
只有祂才能夠將我們的罪去擔當。
In His life and death and resurrection, we learn unity.
在祂的生命、在祂的死、在祂的復活裡面，我們學到合一。
And we must fix our eyes on Jesus together with our family members.
我們要一起的、家庭的，也都是要去仰望耶穌。
When we behold the beauty of the cross in Jesus,
当我们去仰望耶稣在十架上面多么美丽的时候，
when we march together to advance the kingdom of God in this world,
当我在这个世界上面一起去向前去扩展神的国度的时候，
and when we gather in spirit and truth as the unified body of Christ,
当我们一起是合一的在基督的身体里面藉着真理和圣灵去敬拜。
When Christ is at the center of my obedience and honoring our parents,
当耶稣基督在我的顺服的中心的时候，
then that's when our diversity, our differences, our conflict will finally fulfill its ultimate purpose.
在那一度，我们的多样性，我们不同的之间的隔离，才能够去达至一个目的。
And the ultimate purpose is this.
最后的目的是什么呢？
Uniquely on your own way, the way that God has made you, mirroring glory and honor of God to the people around you.
就是在你自己的地方，在你自己的里面，是藉着神做你的方法，去反映了神的荣耀，是让周围的人都看到神。
You are uniquely made in the image of God, people.
你是藉著神的形象，是獨特的，是被造。
Do not dishonor God's image bearers.
不要 羞辱這個神的形象。
If technological progress has allowed differences to collide at a much faster rate,
如果科技的進步去使到所有不同的東西是一個更加快的速度去彼此衝撞的時候，
Then let our spiritual progress in the Lord Jesus bring unity among the nations.
让我们在属灵里面去进步，去让不同的世界、不同的国家里面能够去带出这个合一。
Out of reverence for Christ, let us gladly submit to each other.
让我们是藉着去仰望、去尊敬耶稣基督，我们能够彼此顺服。
Why? Because Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
因为耶稣基督将自己身体献上，去为我们献上，是做一个馨香的祭去献给神。
Let us pray.
我们祈祷。
Dear Lord, we love you and we listen to you.
天父，你爱你，我们听你的说话。
We honor you and we obey you.
我们去尊荣你，我们去顺服你。
And because of that, and because of Christ, we honor our parents.
因为这样，因为耶稣基督，我们去孝敬我们父母。
Give the courage and patience and wisdom and your love in the hearts of our children gathered here today.
给我们每一个儿女的，有这个耐性，有这个爱心。
Open their eyes to see who they truly are before your presence of holiness.
让他们打开眼睛去看到是你的是哪一位。
Open their eyes to see how sometimes we are sinful before you.
让我们看到我们也都有犯罪。
But even in that sinful state, you did not leave them alone.
纵使我哋喺个罪里边，你冇去抌低我哋。
You came into their life.
你嚟到佢哋生命里边。
You show them what is right or wrong.
你俾佢哋睇到乜嘢系正确，乜嘢唔啱。
And you open a way to live a new life.
你去为佢哋嘅生命去打开一条新嘅出路。
Out of respect and love for Christ.
系出于对于基督嘅敬仰同埋爱。
Pray that all children who are gathered this morning.May love their parents.
让我哋呢度所有嘅儿女都爱佢父母。
May love their parents in the Lord.
喺主里边爱佢父母。
In mighty Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督嘅名义求，阿门。